Hello, Dad.
Hi.
What time did you call the main daughter? 7:34? Almost.
Yep.
Do you have any modification to the agenda?
Yes. We need to talk about Sky Falls Superior Court case.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to just have that in regular meeting or if that was something you wanted to. It was another, Bob was asking us to look, to ask you guys again if you still want to proceed on.
And to give you guys, the town, a general update of where things stand, as a couple things have progressed over the last couple weeks. So do you need a general update?
When do you want to do them?
Make a motion to go into it. Well, do you want to, I'll make a motion to approve its addition to the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah. Second.
We'll bring it up. If it gets rolling.
We're going to put the bids first, man. David, are you all right with Sam for that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll try and get through this as quick as we can.
I don't think there's a lot of bids.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it should go pretty quick anyway.
Same with Raven.
Did we check the box?
Yes.
Thank you.
The only thing that was in there were mowing bids.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Stuart was having a printer issue and he said, worst case, he said if they're not in the box, he said, I'll just hand deliver them to your meeting, but.
And I checked that.
Tyler's wife does all the.
And I checked the mail.
And they were having a little technology issue.
Your minute is right. Two for paving and three for mowing.
Perfect.
We got a 50-50 shot.
I was going to say, it's twice as many as the cemetery commission got for mowing.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, we used to get about 7 or 8 paving bids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was you and Wilk and this one, and Peckham, and a lot of them. We used to get a ton of them.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, one of the biggest problems is there's so much consolidation.
There's
not as many separate guys anymore. Everybody bought everybody else out.
Yeah.
Okay, Pike Industries. Coal planing, 4-inch cut.
Can I get this afterwards so I don't have to write that all down?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You work whichever way you want, as long as it gets on paper eventually. $2.75 square yard for a total price of $49,689.75.
$689.75. Okay.
And machine pave, 4,096 ton, 104 ton, $425,984. Reclaim in fine grade. $18,069 square yard, $225 square yard, $40,655.25. And shoulder gravel, $744 ton, $20 a ton, $14,880.
What was that last total?
14,880.00. Total bid price is $531,209. Sand and gravel. We have full depth reclaim, compact and grade. 17,269 square yard. $2 a square yard. $34,534. $95.88 a ton, $367,891.56. Coal Plain, 17,267 square yard, $2.25 a square yard, $38,850.75. Shoulder gravel is 345 tons, $10 a ton. $3,450. Grand total of $444,726.31.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you have a minute to just stay after we finish the other bids? Because I have a question about that you might provide some valuable input to the overall paving project.
Yeah.
So
sure, I'm not holding you up, Randy.
Not at all.
Okay.
He's got nothing to do.
This shouldn't take long.
I'm sure he's got something to do.
So much for the paving. Now we got mowing.
How many we got here?
Two.
Two. That was getting fun.
Dana Bemis.
Roadside.
Oh, roadside.
No, it didn't say anything outside, so I didn't know.
Anybody bid against him?
I don't know, man. We're open the others yet. $75 an hour. Probably don't have any more roadside mowing. This would be rec area and
office
around here, I guess. Somebody screwed up.
Nothing in the envelope?
Oh, that's a paving.
Somebody screwed up.
Yeah.
You said it, not me, Al.
That's the worst thing that happens. We're good.
Well, I think you bring the basket over and throw it all in the basket.
Academy Award goes to.
This is Chapin, Town Office, Town Hall, Meeting House, and Schoolhouse. Price per mower, $90. Spring fall clean up, $60 an hour.
$60 an hour.
Yeah. For clean up.
Yeah.
$90
for yep. No,
the mower.
Yep.
And Chapin logging and property maintenance. Rec area, $300 per mow. Spring fall cleanup, $60 an hour.
Do we get any other bids?
Who are we going to choose?
I make a motion we accept Chapin logging and property maintenance for the rec area and the town buildings.
Second.
Aye.
Those both. Done.
Is that all the bids?
That's it.
All right, so quickly, while Tom's here, I've applied for a paving grant. And I know that we've kicked around that if we got the grant, that would give us enough money to pave that half-mile section of County Road. So Tom gave me some pricing, and I'm confident that with the amount of the grant and what we have in surplus and what we budgeted for, that we would be able to do that as long as we get the grant. Now, if we don't get the grant, we probably can't do it. But here's my question. If we get the grant and we pave County Road, I think Tom and I have talked about this, and our plan is when those millings come off the chute, they're going to his truck is going to take them to County Road, drop them on County Road, and then he's going to rototill them in and make a base. And then we're going to grade it, and we can put our pavement on top of that. Because that'll give us the aggregate that we need in there that Randy Rhodes, the engineer, he basically said, you just need to make it a little bit more rocky.
Yeah.
So if we don't get the paving grant and we don't pave that project over there, we're going to have a fair amount of millings. Mitch Plimpton has said that we can dump them in his pit. We're going to use some of them for shoulder material. Right. But I want it to be clear how we're going to deal with this, especially since Mitchell was a relative of mine. Do we want to sell those millings? Do we want to let him store them? How do we want to do that? And I was going to ask for Tom's advice on if we do want to sell them, what, like a ballpark of what we can expect to, or what you, I have no idea what they're worth.
Is there any reason to, if we don't get the paving grant, could we still take them over and turn them into County Road?
Do the base? Yeah,
we could.
Does that make any sense?
You could. It's just the following year, what he said is, what Randy said is, one more winter of sanding, you just put more fine material back in. So I don't know if at that point.
So like Evan just wrote all of it again next year?
Well, we can. We can. That's why I wanted to have this conversation, because I want to know what we're going to do with them, because I don't want to hear it afterwards. You gave your niece's husband a bunch of. I'm not looking to do that. Mitch is willing to pay us for them, but I think it's only fair that if we go that route, we establish a rate. But I don't know how to estimate what that rate is, and I thought Tom may have a better sense, being he's in the business. I want it to be fair for everybody.
He's had a bunch of from Sasasa money a year or two ago.
Yeah, and
he's got an idea what it.
I don't know what he paid for that, and I don't even want to know what he paid for it.
Talking about Mitch?
Yeah, but he likes to buy them because
we did the R&W.
Yeah, he does a lot of driveways and parking lots with them, and and this year he's going to make gravel out of them. He's going to add them to gravel. He said he's got a hell of a pile of gravel that he took out of the river, and I think he wants to crush that, mix it in, and. That. But what he does with them, it's his business.
We have to do County Road.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think it's a bad idea, even if we don't.
Oh, I don't pay think it. You're going to ruin the road sanding it next year.
Okay.
That's
why I wanted your advice. That's why I asked you to stay. Cause,
that'd be the best place to put it. Done.
Well, you move them once, and then.
Right.
Yeah.
Take them off the road and put them on the truck and
put
them over there.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. No, I'm good with
that. Yeah. And then, if we get a grant, then we're going to pay the half mile.
The gold will be all ready to go.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's fine with me. They'll give you $200,000. I doubt if we're going to get a grant based on my conversations with Patrick.
We didn't get one last year, did we?
And they only gave them enough money in this district to do 4 grants this year.
So they're trying to steal that money from Pilot to put in the.
We need $200,000 to pave it?
Yeah, that's about what your figure was.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I think we had enough to do everything if the grant came in.
I mean, there's a possibility, if I have another conversation with Allison, there's a possibility that, because we budgeted 500 not knowing, and he's in at, what, 444. We did have some surplus, so there's a possibility that we could do it this year if the numbers crunch right. I'll talk with that.
That's why I sent her to college.
Yeah, no, I'll talk with that. I just don't remember. I don't remember where we ended up last year after we did that Kennedy Road project and those crossings. We had some surplus, but I don't really remember what I even had for dinner tonight. So, honestly,
was
so,
it good?
It was, yes.
They should have made a very memorable supper.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I just don't remember what it was. You get old, you lose it. But anyway, there's a possibility that if I talk to Allison about it, even without the grant, we may be close enough to do it.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, I don't want to go out on that limb tonight.
Well, and we're going to, sounds like we're going to put them on and grind it in.
No, that's fine. And
so we're at that point, and even if you guys come up with it after, you know, it isn't like you got to decide
right.
the next week or two.
Right.
I mean, you may find out.
Well, I just wanted to see if you thought putting them down there this year was a good idea or not.
I don't think it's going to change if it's down there this
okay.
year or next year.
Okay.
I mean, if you've got them and you want to do it.
Just don't sand it.
I wish we could throw it up.
Yeah, that would probably not be a good idea. Along with Penny Avenue.
Yeah, I wish we could just throw it up.
No, I think that would make that a heck of a base.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we talked about it, and I think even Randy thought it was a good idea. He said, you just need a little more rock in there.
Yeah.
You know, the base material is good, but I just wanted to make sure that doing that this year wasn't a bad idea. And if you said it is a bad idea, I just wanted to make sure that we have that ironed out with Mitch before we dump 1,000 yards of that in his pit and then end up in a pissing match over, you know, we've always given it to the mountain, but the mountain, that's a little different situation. I mean, they give us a place to store it. They also help us with other things. And
we take a lot of it back.
Oh, yeah. We do.
We would have had to probably with Mitch, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
the mountain, we, what do you think? We leave them 50%, 40%?
A good 50, I would say. That's a hell of a pile over there. I mean, every year. It's a big pile of material. And the problem is you can't keep it for another year because then it's as hard as a rock. I mean, it's hard 3 days later, you know,
work our asses off.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's not like we could take it down and store it at the garage and say, hey, we'll use it next year. I mean, you'd waste more time trying to bust it up, and that's why I don't think there's a lot of money in it, because if you're Mitch, you got to look at, I got to crush it. I got to process it. I got to, I mean, what are you going to get, a couple bucks a yard for it? You know, I mean, either that or he's just going to walk away from it and say it's not worth it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to
do it, move it. Put it down, done.
Yeah, So that, all right, no, that works, and then.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing we'd have to do is put a little at the garage for the shoulders.
Yeah, we can do that. We're already making room up back, so we'll put it up there. And,
make the base wider, and we're going to put shoulders.
He's talking about those shoulders.
Huh?
He's talking about those shoulders.
No, that's good. No, that's what I wanted to know was if we could put it down this year, or if not, just. How, you know, I'd rather not have him trucking that all the way down there and then have somebody say, well, why has he got it and what are we going to get for it and that ain't enough and I don't want to play that game, you know.
Don't call me. And me.
All right.
I know how to deal with bitches.
Boy, your phone's going to ring a lot this winter.
Let it ring. That won't be you this winter.
Oh, you sent me.
All right, cool. No, that's a deal. And then I would think that within the next couple of weeks we're going to know
ours.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I want to get up here. We don't have any projects commingling with anybody else this year that we can get right out of it early this year.
You going to start tomorrow, you think?
Well, I don't know.
Run the match plant for a day or two.
Yeah, I would like to see us start it by the 1st of June.
Works for me. Yeah, I love it. You know, the sooner
get
the better.
Get it done early, like we
did. Yeah, get it done well. You need to get here.
Yeah. Well, we did, but then we had a couple projects that we kind of were waiting with Windhall, and they kept getting kicked down the road and down the road, and then we were paving later, and typically we used to always get here in June.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were here in May.
Well, last year, Windhall really kind of got you around, right? They don't like to do things till the end of the year.
Yeah. They're culverts and all their other projects that take place in front of it sometimes get knocked back.
So does Zach have that Trimble all dialed in? Does he have everything all?
We'll use it over here.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be nice.
You should have seen that this winter. That was that was some of the worst pavement I've ever seen this winter. In cracks. I mean, it was nasty up there. And you, I think you paved that in 18. I'll have to go back because I have a spreadsheet, but yeah. that road was in horrible shape.
See, the problem
shape.
Is, and then we've, you know, I'll take up your guys' meeting, is those cracks on the top are that wide. But as you get down, especially you guys got 12, 14, 18 inches of mix, it looks like a pyramid. So as we mill that off, that 2-inch crack becomes a 4-inch crack. Well, then you take another 2-inch off, now it's a 6-inch crack. Now, if you take all that and let's call it mud in there, is all that stays in them cracks, is the amount of energy that has when that freezes, it's going to lift your road and, you know, more than anything you can stop. So
right.
The only way to get rid of them that are that deep and now that wide down there is what we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. And
yeah.
it's going to fix it, or we're going to get them all fixed eventually doing
yeah.
this. It's just...
Yeah.
And the fix is what, taking it all out?
Yeah.
We grind it right down to the dirt. So
yeah,
there's,
right.
there's no cracks left in there.
Right.
So.
It's too bad I count on those bumps to get the snow off the snowmobile.
It works good.
Go up through there.
You're going to have to improvise. Put a speed bump in your driveway.
Well, then floor it by Kevin South
yeah.
house next year.
Oh,
you'll be all set.
We still got Penny Ave.
We got a goal
someday
of seeing all these roads actually hold up for years after.
I'll tell you what, they're holding up good. I mean, they're even Pike Hollow is still holding up good.
Yeah,
it's and that's going on 6 years, 6 or 7 years.
Did you pave it?
That the first half, the first, you know, up to Penny Avenue, that was
right.
pretty good.
Pretty
nice.
All right,
man.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you
we'll
guys.
Be in touch.
So
let me know when you want to go.
Good seeing everyone again.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. It's no longer cool for the kids to do it, so I do it. Mm-hmm. And the girls are like, yeah.
Right.
You're the idiots that did it.
Right.
Don't pick on me for this stupid thing.
All right.
Make a motion, we go into executive session.
I will second Mr. Lillard's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have to...
I got to shut this down.
Oh, and to be technical.
Here we are, our executive session into our regular meeting at 8:32. Next on the agenda. You guys stand it out for us? Or?
No.
Okay.
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. Shoot.
It should be in the pile of papers over there for the Act 181, but it's on the
yep.
it's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to be
thank
here.
You so
okay.
much.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks.
We'll talk this week. Yeah, well, give me a call. Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Thanks,
yeah.
Did you have an opportunity to look it over and see what you thought about the letter?
It's fine. What number town are we?
Oh, it's in the lots of towns now, I believe.
171 last I heard.
Yeah.
Let me check.
2251, right?
According to what the VLCT is saying, it's going to be that those two things are going to be thrown out anyway.
They have decided they've.
The road thing especially.
The
yeah.
road rule, the tier 2 road rule, and then the tier 3,
three.
They have discontinued moving forward with anything with that, and they are supposed to be repealing it.
Yeah.
They have not actually repealed it, as far as I understand.
Yeah. So
from what
that's
I,
down to that.
From what I can
oh,
tell.
Yeah.
Right. The other piece to this 181, though, that I just wanted to bring to your attention is the draft map for the town, not the tier 2 or tier 3, but the other map that was showing rural conservation, that other map, there was some concern about that was brought to our attention by a concerned citizen. About the areas that were rural conservation versus rural general, and changes to making changes to that map. So I reached out to Matt Bachler, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, at Wyndham Regional today. And we can make suggestions to that map for changes if we would like to change it. From what I have ascertained in some of this is that the conservation, the pieces where that map, when that map goes into effect, it has not gone into effect yet. We have until May 13th to make suggestions. And then they are supposed to be putting it into, revise the map late July is what he told me, the conservation pieces. So specifically the areas that are along the mountain road. So along here where this is our current existing land use map, and some of these areas in white is where we'd like to, where the LRB actually has them in conservation, where the suggestion was made to make that rural general instead of rural conservation. And Kent was speaking with this citizen as well. And the reason being is that you have this other half of the town that's, you know, already all in conservation. And this Act 181 is pushing development, right? So if we're pushing development, but we're also cutting off, like, part of that area here, and I apologize, I don't have that copy of that.
Pushing development in the villages and the town centers, but let's keep the nice, beautiful places where we all like to live.
But they're also, right. But they also have goals for the town of Stratton by 2030 and 2050 to increase development. But they're also putting, like, if they put conservation here, what's going, and it's
conservation pretty means no building. Right?
Well, I don't know. And does the state know? I don't know either.
How much
burned
down is already national forest?
62% or something.
Not much less than 8,000 acres.
Yeah. I mean, a huge amount. So basically what I'm saying is if this is all conservation, but they also have pieces of this in conservation, what do we think about considering requesting these pieces to be rural general where you could potentially still develop and put houses in? Mm-hmm. It makes more sense than cutting this all off, keeping it over here where you already have, you're closer to the resort area, keeping it over here. And asking them to, we have the greenway, the green belt. Thank you, here, but that's really just the setback issues.
But a good share of mountain roads already conservation
anyway,
because Meadows End though.
Here.
So there's already like a conservation easement on it anyway.
It was obvious.
We don't need more of that.
No.
Yeah. It was. There's sections here off of near Forrester Road. And I'm blocking the name of the road right now. It's right near Forrester Road.
Pleasant Valley Road.
And I guess they're in here. This was where it was. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, see what maybe some of your thoughts were. And that was in one of the maps that I had sent out earlier via email to you to look at. And then, I
like the rural general versus the rural conservation.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to.
You know, Jamaica tried to make us all that conservation and wanted it all made in conservation because all of their land is conservation land. I kid a brook.
Who gives a shit about
it? Yeah,
that?
I know. Well, yeah. that's why they wanted, when we put that road in, they wanted to make that all conservation because their land is conservation land.
Yeah,
we told them, screw you.
Yeah.
We had 18,000 acres in the.
National
Forest, we got to have some place to build houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've only got like 6,000 acres that we can build on in the whole town.
Right. It's like, so we're going to make less?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got 18,000. We don't get any tax revenue out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to send out that map and just make little circles about where, you know, we're showing.
If you need that motion, I'm
asking to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you what that process looks like because I'm brand new to this and I'm really not sure how this is supposed to work. For making changes from the planning side.
Did you want any of this by Kent before he left or no?
He was here talking to that person and he agreed with that. He suggested this.
Kent's back, just work it.
Certainly. We have until the 13th of May. To send those changes in.
When's he back? He's back in.
He's back the week before. He's back May.
Well, we have a meeting on the 11th.
Right. He's back for that.
Would the guy at Wyndham Regional be able to help you with at all with that?
With the changes?
Yeah.
Boomer,
with the map?
Yeah.
Would he be able to offer you any suggestions on?
All he said, because I asked him if there was any documentation that was required, and he said no. That we can just send a screenshot of the areas in question circled or just provide general location of the properties, whatever is easiest. Then he said that they review the request from the towns about making changes as long as there aren't any issues with the statute requirements for the regional land use categories. Our goal is also to map at the regional level using larger blocks of land use areas, so we try to avoid having small fragmented land use areas. The map from that LURB is putting out there, it doesn't affect our town zoning, but what it does at the state level is unknown at this point, as far as I can tell.
So it sounds like what we should do is
I'm just wanting to
come up with, like, just, you know, a list of parcel numbers along that section that we want to be rural, not conservation. What's the other
rural one? General.
Rural general, thank you.
And then I would make a general statement saying that 62% of our town is in national forest already.
Yeah, it may not be 62, but whatever that
add,
number
we
is.
Could add, we could add that to this.
And this is all we've got left, and you want to take it away from us.
I guess the thing is do we know, like, you know, do they need, you know, like, a letter from all of us included with the map has an objection? And I mean, do we know that or not? We don't really know that.
He didn't say that we needed any documentation.
We just need to tell them what we want.
Mm-hmm. Show them on the map. I mean,
so maybe
it's got to be documented somehow.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if we
coming from the full planning board either. This is just from myself. But my assumption is that the change needs to come from the select board.
Yeah. What's the planning commission think of this?
When the original when Act 181 was rolled out and the map was shown to us by Alyssa Sabeto in the presentation. Nobody thought there were any changes needed, but I don't think
they thought it through.
I don't think anyone thought it through,
right.
And I don't think that
I'm sure anybody understood it.
Anybody understood it, and we had all the information either.
Yeah.
So there's so much information that's trickling out little by little, and I'll be quite frank with you. Most of the information that I'm getting is on social media through these groups on Facebook
links
that people are sharing because. Some of the information that's coming out is easier to understand when certain groups are sharing it than others. If that makes sense.
So why don't we just for the sake of it,
just tell them what we want to do. Let them tell you what you need to send to them.
Yeah, that worked. I was going to say, like, why don't we come up with, you know. The lots, put it all in a letter, and then we could, you know, we could have a special meeting, or we could just, you know, say, we could say tonight, you know, that we're going to create this, and then we'll sign it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should do it before the 11th if they're due on the 13th. You know, we're kind of cutting it down to the wire if we're going to wait for Kent to get back.
What day is Kent back? He's back.
He's back on the 11th.
He's back on the
11th. He's back. He's back in the office.
In the office.
The
I mean,
when's
I'm
he back in town.
I am not sure. He doesn't like to let us know that.
I don't. I think he's gone for.
I wonder why. So just sit on the front porch and watch for his car to come.
I'm going
to
fall back away from the show up.
I would assume Friday or Saturday.
Okay. I'm happy to do the work.
I think that works.
Anyway. And
why don't you put it all together and move?
And then I can show it to him on Monday and see what he thinks. There's really only a few areas. He was saying the areas in white that are along here that were in green on the LURB map to request that those be changed over to rural general. So it's not huge areas.
So just prep it, run it by him when he's back on that Monday, and we got 2 days, and then we can get to him overnight.
Right, and it's just an email over. Yeah.
Drive it.
They may not give it to us. I don't know. I don't know how this process works. This is all a learning curve for me, too. So,
You know what?
It can't hurt to ask.
Nope,
you're diving into it.
Right. So
they probably don't know how it works either.
Yeah. I mean,
we want to improve housing, you know, so we're gonna force everything into conservation. Kind of like shitting your pants and changing your shirt, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but this is all part of the Act 59. It's not really, but the Act 59, the 30% by 2030 and the 50% by 2050, but...
It's bullshit is what it is. That's what they do. They go up there, they don't solve any problems. They create more doing.
Right. So they just go percentages.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, we can't solve this, we'll throw this at them. This will keep them off guard for a while.
Yeah.
It's like it's bullshit.
But permanent. The other piece that I'm researching now that's clear as mud is this new rule that's coming down or is trying to be passed about the changes to current use. So that's stay tuned while I try to figure that out.
Okay, we'll stay tuned.
Thank you guys.
Let us know.
Thank you, Beth.
So that letter just needs to be that
There's
one.
A lot of people will be involved if they try to click through that one.
It's
that are in current use, and most of those people have a few bucks. So, yeah.
The mail.
We gotta take care of Wayne one first.
The letter just needs to be signed by the board.
You got that out?
Yep.
That was written. And then I can mail that to the powers that be at the places that are important. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know how long I was going to be, so I didn't want her to have to wait here, you know.
And you go.
I need this
back
first.
It's a nice color.
There she blows.
See you in the morning.
You didn't have enough shit to do? You got enough shit to do now?
You can have
no, you're good. I gotta make sure. Candy, I already gave you the cemetery bid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the rest of the folder. I wanted to just be sure that I didn't take that back to the garage. Sorry.
I'm sure.
Drug to issues.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Oh, no.
No, it'll be quick.
I'm just kidding.
The Grout Pond project has passed NEPA, so that's kind of a big step. So the only thing that they got to wrap up now as far as like the engineering is all the right-of-way work, and that should be relatively simple because the National Forest is pretty much the only people that we need easements with. So at some point within the next like week or so, the guy from the state, National Forest, that girl Margot, and the engineering firm, we're going to do like a Zoom meeting and figure out how we get going. And I think Margot and I are hoping that maybe we can have this thing bid out by maybe the fall. The only problem is we haven't heard back on that remaining grant yet, so we don't know if we have that money. So maybe by the next meeting I'll have a little better idea what's going on. But that NEPA thing was big, because that's the big pain in the backside part of it. You know, so getting that approval is that's a big deal in that project.
NEPA.
Yeah, it's the National Environmental Protection Act or something like that. That's what forces you have to have archaeological studies and water studies and bug studies. And
they found all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for the trail they want to put in up there?
No, that's just for the enhancement of Grout Pond Road for that grant that we got. But in case at some point, you know, something off the Mayflower, you know, landed there or whatever. You know. Mm-hmm. So that's hopefully by next meeting I'll have a little more. Crack filling is scheduled for the summer. I have the traffic study scheduled for around Memorial Day, first part of June, for the change on the speed limit
over
there.
Did you call Biggie on that?
I haven't yet, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you say?
Probably Memorial Day or first week of June. Wyndham Regional will do it. And they can do it. They can do everything we need to. I also talked to the guy from the state traffic division, but he said they can do everything we need to do. So they can collect all the data we need. I have priced some of those electronic signs that collect the data. They're about $4,000 a piece. So I don't know if that's something we want to consider doing. They'll collect data for free for a year. They give you a year free cloud storage, but after that you have to pay, and the fee per year is about $1,000 a year if you want to collect data beyond that 1 year point.
And this would be the package?
Well, no, I mean, it would, well, I mean, they'd be up there and they'd flash the speed limit. They'd flash your speed. They would also collect like speed data, you know? So, I mean, if you go by that sign at 60 at 2 a.m, it's going to know. So it would give the police an idea that, yeah, we still have a speeding problem. Because honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to piss anybody off here, especially the mountain, but I think going to the trouble of the traffic study and the changing of the speed limit, the changing of the signs, the purchase of the signs is for nothing if they don't do something about enforcement over there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's all right for Biggie to say, well, Matt wants it done right now. Well, Matt ought to get his ass over here and talk to us and then talk to his cop and say, we're paying you, so we want to see some tickets, because this is going to do nothing. I mean, we have 40-mile-an-hour speed limits on the mountain road, and they go through there at 75. So I don't have a problem with doing it. I just think it's a waste of time.
I think
you're
absolutely right.
So I think
it's a their problem, not our problem.
Right. I mean, and I agree that there is a problem.
Well, right.
But I think just doing all this stuff is just eye candy, honestly. You know, I mean, because I don't think they're going to slow down. I really don't. I mean, I really don't until, and I don't think people are going to slow down on this road until they see their buddy with the guy with the Stetson at the window handing him a ticket. And then, you know, I still slow down in West Townsend.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, because it works.
And I haven't seen a cop there in a long time. But
because Townsend pulled the plug with them several years ago.
Yeah.
But I still go 30 through there.
Well,
it's ingrained.
Out of respect, because it is.
Well, it is,
you know,
a village area.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't have a problem with doing all this stuff, but I almost think maybe we ought to invite him over here and tell him that he needs to talk to Derek and either pay him more to do more speed control or something, because we can do all these changes, but it ain't going to do any good, you know. So
why don't we do it one more time and tell him how we feel?
Yeah. I mean, I think Tom maybe we ought to invite him here, you know, so we can all talk to him about it, you know.
Tom Amsden is the head of maintenance and transportation.
A.K.A. Biggie.
Yeah, Biggie.
That's what I said. I said, who's Biggie?
We're bringing Biggie?
He's been there for 40 years.
When Elwood Styles worked over there, there was like three Toms in the garage. So every time somebody would say, hey, Tom, three of them would answer. So he nicknamed him Biggie because he was about that big around at the time.
Sucks.
He's a good dude. Biggie's a good guy. He's really good.
Yeah, he's the guy who comes to our meeting?
Well, I mean, I actually think it ought to be like Matt and Jeff, the big wigs. Yeah. You know, because Biggie's just
he's got an answer to them.
Well, yeah, he just works for them. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think I'm willing to do all this stuff, but I think they have to understand that they have to put some pressure on either Winhall or maybe they need another law enforcement agency over there to do some speed control.
I would just word it with however we contact and say, all right, we're willing to do this, but first we got to talk to you.
Yeah.
Nothing happens until you come to a meeting.
Yep. But I have the prices on the signs, and I have a bunch of speed limit signs, and I do have some more posts coming in because we need some anyway.
Yeah.
So
you want to proceed with this first, is what you're saying, or what?
Well, the traffic study is free. Wyndham Regional does a traffic study for free, so we'll get a traffic count out of it. They can derive speed data out of the...
We don't have to buy all this stuff yet?
No. And we shouldn't buy any of it because we don't know what the recommended speed is going to be. What percentile you fall into is what they're going to recommend. It's probably going to end up either being 35 or 30, you know, from a 40.
Yeah.
But... I won't buy any of the signs. I already have a bunch of them because I keep a bunch of them. You know, because So between the two of us, we'll have enough signs to do it. And then we just have to decide whether we want to upgrade those speed limit signs that actually do collect data. And I don't know how important that is. I mean, I did learn more about the messages. We can put different things on the messages on our type of roads. So that, you know, we could actually put slow down or thank you when they... Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I think
you put a sign up. I'd be up to having one at the crosswalk over there at Stratton.
Yeah.
Replace that one so they collect data so they actually know what
I don't think.
Other than that, I don't think we need to spend $4,000 for a sign that nobody could pay attention to anyway.
Yeah.
I think those signs work anywhere they are.
I don't pay attention to them.
How much are you speeding?
Al, I followed you home. You don't have to worry about it.
I think those signs are effective.
Yeah.
For people that are speeding.
Well, same thing. Like when you come into South Dufay and shit too, I'm always like,
doing about. And you know, I mean, it's also
honestly, there's
you doing, then I have to go by the sign, keep following.
My feeling is those signs might be more effective on this side of town.
I agree.
You know,
than over there.
There's more conscience over here.
Right,
yep.
Right, you know. Yep.
But they're going from a 30 to a 25 over there.
Yeah, but I think...
I'm going from 20 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think Chris is talking about like putting one in front of Kevin Southworth's house or something.
When the bump isn't there.
You know, I think... What I mean is, in principle, I almost think those signs would do more good here. On this side of town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's
people like,
holy shit. You know, I was going fast. You know, I mean, after a while, again, they're going to figure out that if nobody does anything about it, then they'll be like,
they're going to slow down for the sign, and they're going to buy the sign, and step on
deck
it. Unless you have enforcement, you've all
signed
up in the world.
No, exactly. I mean, you put up a sign that says free beer. It doesn't. I mean, it's
like beer there.
Yeah, Bobby's showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is,
all right. Well, we'll hold on the expensive signs. We'll go forward with the study, but I think we should invite Matt to a meeting pretty soon to talk to him about it because they seem to be very concerned about it. So I think we ought to collaborate with him a little bit and tell him, you know, sit Derek down and tell him you need more. You know that they need to see the cars up there more.
Derek's the chief.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the right first step before we
go at the charge of mountain more.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
They make it.
Yeah.
$20 a cheeseburger, they could pull it off. All right, so All right, that sounds good. I haven't heard anything on the paving grant. I have an access permit application. The Gellers at the bottom of Willis Road would like to put a second access in so they can better access their handicap ramp for their disabled, I think it's a son.
Yes.
And I looked at it with Grayson. It's fine what they want to do. It needs a culvert, but we just need to sign off on it. So I think it's fine.
The old man passed away. Huh?
Yeah, Larry died a while ago.
Yeah, he was good shit.
And she's moved up here full time.
Yeah. Yeah, full time now, right?
Yes.
Because they used to be in Rhode Island. They do a lot with that
adaptive ski
thing. Right, yeah.
Yeah, we might as well, as long as we're here. So there's that. We're starting the 4-day week this week. The village line striping is done.
Doesn't look bad.
Looks good, yeah. GMP update. At some point, they're still going to be coming up the dirt section with the wheel, but apparently they've abandoned the overhead on West Jamaica now. And we already knew this, but they took Kennedy Road off as well.
They've abandoned the wheel.
Yep.
Okay.
And even the overhead on the paved section of West Jamaica. Story is, they're $30 million in the hole.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to figure out where all this money went, so they're starting to pull the plug on some of their projects.
Can't leave stuff as is, you mean?
Well, they're still going to do that wheel work from Jamaica up through our dirt section of the West Jamaica Road, which we gave them permission to do.
Okay.
But they had this all staked out to redo all the overhead down as far as like the garage.
Okay.
But now they pulled the plug on that because they're running out. They're $30 million in the red. So
a lot of equipment, and I'm sure the grant that being down at the Sosmo pit cost them a boatload of money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The price of culverts is just double.
I think all of it is. And then my only other question is, since this evening we didn't get anybody to bid on our gravel or winter sand, how are we going to handle that?
Good point. It was last year.
Do we want to put it back out to bid, or how do we want to...
Hunter had it last year, right?
Yeah, but Hunter didn't bid.
Nobody bid, right?
Yeah, nobody bid.
Want to reach out to a couple of them and get some prices, or how do we want to do it at this point? I mean, do we want to...
Call up Hunter and see if he wants to sell us some sand. If he does,
yeah.
Who do we usually deal with most of the time? Hunter or Sosmo, right?
Yeah, well, Sosmo hasn't had it. Derek did it for a couple of years and had really, really good sand. Obviously, he didn't bid this year.
He didn't bid last year either.
No.
It's just basically sand. We got the salt.
Yeah, the salt's okay. We have a salt supplier.
Demand is so high that nobody wants to use up their pit for sand.
Yeah.
They want to do it all with gravel.
Well, I'll reach out to him, see what he says, and if I don't have an answer by the next meeting, we'll come up with a plan B. We'll find it somewhere. I was surprised that Pike didn't bid it, because that guy was all over it, but I don't really like dealing with them, because they shut their entire pit down during the winter, and then you can't get sand in the middle of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't store enough down there to get us all the way through the winter.
Yeah.
So I'll reach out to Hunter and his gang tomorrow and see if it was just an oversight on their part, or I know they were sent bid documents, but...
you got it all last year, right?
Yeah. I'll reach out to him, and then if for whatever reason he says no, or if he says yes, I'll tell him to give me a price, and next meeting we'll approve it.
Okay.
I'm like a quasi bid, I guess. but that's really all I got.
Really, too, there isn't really another place you can ask, just so we have a comp.
I mean, I can ask Rick Derrick. Rick Derrick has the best sand there is, in my opinion. Yeah. There's also Zaluzny's. Zaluzny sells sand, too.
Where's this Derrick at?
Derrick's out of, Putney, Dummerston. Okay. Zaluzny's out of Vernon. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rick Derrick, D-E-R-R-I-G. He did it a couple of years, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he brings it in all summer, and then by September, you're full. And Hunter likes to wait a month past the date, and then he's pissed off when you call him on the carpet for it.
Well, that new place down on 142 before you get the Sasasimo, it's up on the right. They don't probably don't.
Buck Adams is pet. Yeah. I don't know if he's doing winter sand or not.
Probably not.
I'm not sure.
I think it's mostly all
wedge. Mostly like wedge and gravel product. It's pretty good gravel. I mean, if you want, I could reach out to those three, get a price.
I would say we at least ought to ask two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I'll even call Zaluzzi's. It doesn't hurt. It can't hurt, you know. And I'll see what we come up with for prices.
Kind of like when you're dating. All they can say is no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It helps to cast a wider net.
That's right.
It's good to know your options.
And maybe, See, I think last winter, everybody used so much. I think some guys are a little scared to bid because then all of a sudden in the middle of the winter, they're slammed. Yeah. You know, they can't, you know. So it's kind of like, probably if you're Rick Derrick, you're probably saying, oh boy, Stratton's a long way away. And I don't want to take off. I don't want to bite off more than I can, you know. And they probably use a lot of, you know, we might use it when Dummerston doesn't.
So
you know,
they could probably sell all I need to sell right down there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's hard for them to be competitive when it's a 2-hour trip. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's tough. You know,
it is.
I wish the Sasimos did it.
They ran out.
I wish Fitzpatrick's could get that freaking pit open.
Would it be worthwhile if we went to get our own if we had to? Or
well, not with our trucks. No. Not hauling it 7 yards at a time.
Okay.
It's a loser. Okay. I mean, it's a. I'll see what I can do. I'll come up with something for the next meeting, and hopefully we can make a decision. And it might just be that Hunter forgot. It might. It could. It's very possible that you can hang on to that, Candy.
So,
I think Kent usually just hangs on to him. So
yeah.
So I'll see what I can find out. We'll go from there. That's all I got for road crew stuff.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Time for us in rec area. TV Wonder right here.
We're getting sued.
I
haven't read it all yet, no.
Because
we have to respond to that tonight, right? We have to make some type of response to this, correct?
What's his name?
He did not say anything about that.
Okay.
I think we just have to acknowledge it.
It's our summons. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I think.
There's summons, but it's not. Yeah. There's nothing on the front, so it's going to be a copy of what was sent to the lawyer.
Okay.
I don't think that this is anything you guys have to do anything with. There was an email in Kent's.
I thought Kent said that we had
to
do something with this.
Steve Patrick responded to it sent him what he sent in.
Steve's taking care of that.
Okay. I did print it just in case.
They really laid it on heavy about cutting trails.
Is that many pages? Say, what's that with you?
Oh, yeah, it's just paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. And mostly just all bullcrap.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's just baffling bullshit.
You know, they just keep harping on, you know, the trails are against them.
I don't know if we should talk about this on the recording.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to just double check with Bob, but I thought Kent said that there was something that we had to respond to on this, but I may be wrong.
I'll check with Bob tomorrow.
It might not be a bad idea, just because I may have got that wrong, but I thought Kent said
this is going to be a copy. I mean, there's nothing on the front on the cover page.
That might be a copy, but Kent was served the papers during the hour.
Yep. I think he made a copy for us. There's nothing on the front. No writing, no...
Right.
Right. Right.
And he didn't talk to me about it, so...
Yeah. And I may be wrong on that, too.
This is something we need to read. I want a copy of the telecom. I got to read that in 5 minutes.
Yeah. 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 That's why I just kind of skimmed through it.
I mean, there's a response page on the back here, but it's really something Bob's going to fill out.
Yeah.
Right.
It says notice of appearance for self-represented party, which we are not.
Very good.
I West.
Yep. Line dancing. Thursday nights for a month of May.
So she is back?
Yep.
Really?
Second.
How did that happen?
I
girls will be happy.
5:30 to 8 p.m. for now.
It's Chrissy number.
7 to 14. That's all, I guess.
And you guys reviewed and approved the April 13th.
I'll make a motion.
26.
Approve the April 13th minutes.
Second. Everything that was in there was a consolidated construction for the road access permit. I think they meant consolidated communications.
Yeah, and there was a couple of errors in there.
I got the minutes here.
Oh, the fleet. There was a fleet permit. For consolidated construction.
And I think it meant
consolidated communications.
Yeah, that's the only thing I saw.
There was something else in there too.
Look at it. I got a copy of it, huh? That's the only thing that caught my eye, but. Think about Cora.
Whole goddamn coaching staff, huh?
I think they fired the wrong.
Yeah.
I should have went up a little higher.
They fired him and five others, or him and four others, right?
Everybody's going to land.
Whole staff.
Dombrowski's there, and some of these are worse than us. I bet you money Kurt's got a job in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a payroll. Just when you think the Pats got their stuff together. Damn!
Gives a shit about that. Yeah, I mean, it's they're coaching him. You know, that's all I meant, you know.
Yeah,
he shows up on Sunday. That's all I care about.
Check it.
Did you find it?
No.
No?
Okay. Yeah. Other business that may legally come before the board.
I have like 10 other things.
Monkey.
No, I'm just joking.
You're a pain in the ass.
I have nothing.
Really, this is oh, certificate of highway mileage.
That's already done.
Already done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we did that.
Home matter. JP, I haven't heard anything from them for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a pretty good newsletter.
Yeah?
No, he had Prescott.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Yeah, at first they were trying to say that Veritech was the only one that didn't get fired, but then he said, I did get fired. You know, so.
He's reassigned or something. They don't know where it is.
But yeah, but from what I read a thing today that Veritech said that's not the case. I got canned. Oh, and he said even if I didn't, I'm not going back. I'm done with Boston.
Yeah.